Senators returned to Madison to swear in Democrat John Lehman of Racine and Republican Jerry Petrowski of Marathon. Both won their summer recall elections, with Lehman defeating Republican incumbent Van Wongard to give Democrats a 17-16 majority. New Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mark Miller used his speech on the Senate floor to call for new jobs bills, among them a grant program for worker training and a new focus on accelerating public works projects like road and bridge repair. Miller said the full legislature should come back now and not wait until January.
The people who are out of work can't wait for us to another 6 months for us to do our job. So I really hope that both the governor and the assembly Republicans will recognize that there's an opportunity for us to move forward on an agenda that can actually have some benefit.
But Republican Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald called the push for a special or extraordinary session disingenuous. He said Republicans would come back if Democrats would pass the mining deregulation bill the Assembly passed earlier this year.
If they're serious about job creation in this state, that's something I would put forward, that the bill we passed in the Assembly that got killed in the Senate here and every Democrat in the state voted against, yeah, it's something we'd look at.
Along with making Senator Miller the new majority leader, the Senate elected Madison Democrat Fred Risser as the body's president. Also, Miller named Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee the new co-chair of the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.